And good morning. A little after 9, as always, 9:07 to be exact. Jan is on holiday. He's going to take a couple of weeks off. Hardworking guy. Deserves some vacation time. In his place, we welcome back Walter Assey from Renomco. How are you?
Hey, Ken. How are you?
We're going to turn your microphone on there. There we go.
Hey, how are you, Ken?
I'm very good. Thank you for doing this on short notice, too.
Oh, my pleasure.
Speaking of a busy guy. By the way, the phone number's here to talk to Walter and get some of his free advice. 514-790-0800. We'll say good morning to you as well if you're listening in from our simulcast in London, Ontario on 1290 CJBK. The toll-free number there is 1-800-491-CJAD. I imagine you have had a busy summer, my friend?
It was a crazy summer.
Yeah.
It is still actually a crazy summer. It's been very, very busy and it's only getting busier. I mean, we thought it was going to slack off a bit after the construction holiday, but we get flooded with calls again.
So. All right. Well, that's both good and bad news, right?
Yeah.
514-790-0800. Do you have a home improvement issue, a home improvement project, or a renovation issue? You want to talk to Walter, you get some free advice here for the entire hour. We're going to start with Heather. Heather, good morning.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Heather, you told me on the phone a couple of minutes ago that you have a crack in the foundation around your garage?
Yes. It started off, it was a leaky downspout. It's right at the top on the sidewall, right at the front where it meets the driveway. And I guess it was something that, was leaking over the years we didn't realize. So a small crack has now turned into a pretty extensive crack. And we dug out around the outside to see how far down it goes. It extends down actually 2 feet. Below the ground, and of course up to the 6 inches, the parging is all cracked, and some of the brick and mortar above the mortar is sort of cracked. I was able to stick something in, and it's at least about 8 inches into the wall.
Hmm.
So I'm thinking maybe it goes right through. Of course, on the other side, it's the garage floor, the cement foundation or floor of the garage. So we need to get it repaired. But one thing before I get into that, I'm just wondering, since we're getting sort of late into the season, I talked to one person and they were sort of already booked up. I'm wondering, as a temporary thing to get through the winter, could we just seal it with sort of the outside with silicone caulk, to stop more snow and rain getting in there and then to kind of deal with it in the spring?
Okay, so your problem there, let me just ask you about, is there any room below your garage? Because typically it's just the foundation.
No.
So there's,
no, yeah, and it's a cottage-style house, so it's just, the garage on the side.
Okay,
yeah.
Which is kind of great news because it's not going to create any damages if any water leaks, except for, the cement and the parging and, maybe the slab and whatever.
Yeah.
So in this case, you don't have, this is not your main worry.
Okay.
You do want to have it properly repaired because you don't want the foundation to be weak. And obviously, with earth movement and everything else, you don't want to have other problems with that foundation.
Yeah.
It's not late in the season at all.
Oh, okay.
You can do it. Actually, we've done injections even in the winter, believe it or not.
Oh.
Because sometimes you can even do it from the inside. Most of the time you can do it from the inside if it's accessible.
Oh.
So, you want to do urethane injection. And,
really?
Yeah. And it will take a few hours, really. It's a very, very easy job. Well,
so
easy job by a professional, I should say.
Oh, okay. So even if it's like the crack, it's pretty wide at the top. It's maybe like 3 centimeters wide. You can still do the urethane? I was thinking that was more for smaller cracks.
No, urethane is made for more, like a lot of injection foundation cracks in general. And the reason we use that term urethane is because when you do epoxy, it's too strong. And sometimes it becomes stronger than the cement that is around it. So itself, it won't leak, but it might create other cracks next to it. So in this case, urethane is more flexible. It works, and it works as a good waterproofing as well.
Okay, and so that would be stable, because I'm thinking it's shifted slightly because some of the mortar and the brick, you can see one of the bricks has sort of moved slightly above it.
Uh-huh.
So that's not an issue in terms of the structure.
Well, I mean, the structure, you want to look at different things. If you tell me you have what we call a staircase crack above the bricks, then something have moved. You do have the normal movement of the earth, and sometimes if your neighbor does heavy construction next door or they do any street work and what have you, it will definitely make your house move and settle.
Okay.
like you said, if you have also in that area, you have to look if was there any like a lot of water accumulation that could have, kind of affected that area. So there's many things you have to look at.
Okay.
You look at the general area, you look around it, you look at the bricks, you look above it. And then if there's anything there, then we can investigate it a bit further.
Okay.
It's, how old is the house?
It's, you know, almost 54 years old.
Heather, why are you laughing?
It's younger than I am.
So it's not that old. I mean, it's normal. Oh. It's normal that you're gonna. It's normal that you have foundation cracks after a certain amount of years. It's not unheard of, and you see it obviously in older homes. It's just a question of, like you said, proper maintenance and, you know, making sure that your house is properly looked after. So,
yeah. Well, I know it was caused by a leaking downspout. You know, we didn't realize, I think water got in there and created a crack and
that's right.
Going on for a long time. So you definitely recommend the urethane injection over like hydraulic cement or something like that.
Let me ask you, have you repaired the cause?
Pardon me?
Have you repaired the cause, like the leaky downspout? Has that been fixed?
That's okay. All fixed.
And you have the extensions. You have the extension with
that. Yes, that's all taken care of.
Because, I mean, we see that a lot, and the people would have the proper gutters, the proper downspouts, but they don't have the extensions. Always remember, we need at least 5 feet clearance. So you want to see that the water is 5 feet away from your foundation sloping downwards. If you're doing all of this work and it's at 2 feet or 3 feet, it's not really doing its job.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Walter.
My pleasure, dear. My pleasure.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
Good luck with that. Bye-bye. It's 9:14. That frees up the line. If you want to call now at 514-790-0800. Jan's on holiday, but Walter from Renovco, with years of experience when it comes to fixing things around the house, is here to answer your calls and get some free advice. Again, 514-790-0800. Is this a common call that you get at Renovco about the foundation cracks?
We get that all the time. And believe it or not, sometimes people are not even aware that they have a foundation crack. We get a call because they have water in their basement and you don't know where it's coming from. An easy way to spot it, well, one of the ways to spot it is to do, a walk around the house.
But you're saying it's not always visual, right?
It's not always visual, but a lot of cases it is.
Okay.
Where we found a lot of times real problems is when people have bushes and shrubs around the foundation. That's not really a good practice. I know it's good looking and whatever, but it's not really the greatest to do, specifically if you have sprinkler systems around it and you have any weakness in the foundation, well, the water is going to come in.
That's Walter from Renovco. More of your phone calls coming up in just a couple of minutes. Again, 514-790-0800. We're back in 2 minutes on the Home Improvement Show. Jan's on holiday. Walter Rassi from Renovco is filling in, answering your calls. Walter, we're putting it to work. He got off a plane last night, and he came straight from the airport here to the radio station. That's how dedicated he is. let's get back to the phones. We're going to start with, I believe it's Isabella. Isabella?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. You want to talk about your shingles?
Yeah, my roof, my house shingles.
Yeah.
And the roof.
Yeah.
I was, Sears was the warranter.
Mm-hmm.
And sales closed, and I did not get the number where to call the company for my warranty.
Okay.
So where on the shingles can I find the number? I can look on the shingles to find the number to call the company who made the shingles.
No, you can't. Tell me what kind of problem you're having with your shingles, and how old is your roof?
No, I don't have no problems with my shingles right now. I still have 9 years of
warranty.
Warranty.
Okay.
But Sears was the warranter, so I don't know what to do. What can I do when these shingles have problems?
Sears was the warranter?
Yeah, Sears closed down. Obviously, they're not gonna honor that warranty anymore. But I mean, you don't have any issues right now, so that's the good news.
Yeah.
In the contract itself, if you're lucky, you'll find in the description the type of shingles that they provided. What's the manufacturer's name? So if it's Cambridge, BP, or any of those other manufacturers. In this case, if you do have that piece of paper, then you just call the manufacturer direct. Now, it's not as simple as you think. So if you do have any problems, they will pay you a pro ratio for the age of depreciation on your roof.
Right.
Meaning if the roof is 20 years and you already have 10 years passed, they will only pay for half the value of the materials only and not the labor. Okay?
Okay.
Isabella, do you have that contract?
I have the contract. Okay. I have to look for it and,
okay,
and try to find it then.
Yes, and if you're lucky as well, the name of the service provider would be on there as well. Because what happens those years when Sears used to do those roofs, it would have subcontractors do it under the Sears name. And more often than not, you'll see the name of the subcontractor. So it's ABC Company, let's say, and you know, you can call them, and if they have proper archiving, they can track it down and give you the exact info that you need.
I guess we start with the contract, Isabella, and then we take it from there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
514-790-0800. Toll free, it's 1-800-491-CJAD. Jan's on holiday. Walter from Ronalco is here answering your phone calls. Ron is up next, Walter. Hi, Ron.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Can you turn down the radio a bit?
Good.
There, very good. Okay. You want to talk about what, your water tank?
No, we had to turn the water up for the house and the water to change the sink. So we have to turn off the water from the, you know, that goes from the street to the house.
Okay.
So the wife, she turned it the wrong way and broke the handle.
Oof. Okay.
So then we had to find out where the water valve was outside. City came, it was seized, they had to change that. Well, my question is it hard to change that if you're not a plumber? Is it hard to change a knob in the house?
It's not. This is like probably the worst area where you don't want the, you know, the valve to break, because this could cause a whole lot of problems. It is just a very sensitive area, right? So, you know, if you are changing it upstairs or on an exterior faucet, something goes wrong, you shut off the water and you're good to go. It's not that difficult, but it's one of these jobs that I would not risk it.
Hmm.
Yeah, so it's better to get a plumber to do it or whatever.
100%. It's not going to take a long time. So it's going to be a minimal cost for you plumbing-wise. But just get it done right. You don't want to.
I had a quote of $250, which I found like kind of high.
Well, technically, jobs like this, you don't want to cut them as a forfeit price. You would rather do them per hour. Mm-hmm. So it's really 1 hour worth of work max. That's how much they're going to charge you, plus traveling. Yeah. The cost of the material is really minimal, and you can even buy it yourself and give it to the guy, and he'll install it for you.
And can you have like a, on other stuff, we have like a lever, like, you know?
Yes.
Can we use that instead of the nozzle?
Yes. Like, yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Be better?
Yes. Well, it's not a question of better. It's a preference. I prefer the lever personally. That's what I install in my house.
It won't break again.
Well, I mean, if you're going to force it, anything can break, right? But it's just a question of, you know, anything that gets old can cause problems.
Yeah.
And these are the areas that are the most neglected, but these are the most important areas not to be neglected. We see that often, sometimes not even broken, it's just not working. And, you know, the clients would have a leak and now they can't shut off the water because it's not working properly and, you know, it caused them much more damage. So it's just a question of proper maintenance. You know, now it's the time to change it, replace it, put something good, put a good quality lever and
peace of
you're
mind.
Good for another 20 years. Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
The other thing, I mean, Ken, most people, what they don't know, even like shut off valves, they have an expiry date on them. And you know, the manufacturers will tell you it's recommended to change them every so many years. Hmm. But how many
thing is, because you don't use it that often to turn off the water for the house.
That's right. That's right.
You know? And like you said, then you do something and then you're stuck.
Exactly. When you want to use it, it's really because you need it. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Ron, thank you for the call. Good luck with that.
Thanks, Mike.
Bye-bye now. 9:25. I guess, when it comes to water issues, you don't want to fool around with that stuff.
No.
If you're not exactly sure what you're doing. That's Walter from Renovco. 514-790-0800. Any kind of question you might have about your home improvement project or an issue around the house, this is free advice right here on the radio every Saturday morning from 9 until 10. Going to say a quick hello to Patrick. Hi, Patrick.
Hi.
How are you? What's your question this morning? Patrick? Oh, we lost him. What happened there? Let me just go to this line. Hi, good morning. Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
It's George.
Hi, George. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from LaSalle.
Okay, and what's your question for Walter? Then we're going to take a break, and he'll come back, and he'll take care of you. What's your issue?
My issue is I redid my cement stairs.
Yeah.
And I bought a sealant. Is it okay to put the sealant on top of the cement that I did the stairs?
Okay, very good. We're going to put you on hold. Don't go anywhere. We're going to take a little break for news and come right back with more phone calls at 514-790-0800 on the Home Improvement Show. Second half of the show. Jan's on holiday. We've taken a well-deserved break, but filling in is his friend Walter Assey from Renovco, the sponsor of the Home Improvement Show. It's good to have Walter here. Let's get right back to the phones at 514-790-0800. Call now and talk to Walter. Plenty of time to get in. The toll-free number, if you're listening in from our simulcast at 1290 CJBK in London, Ontario, News Talk Radio there. It's 1-800-491-CJAD. Back to George. George, thank you for being patient. We had to take care of business, but you're back on the air with Walter.
Yeah, I did my stairs, cement stairs and balcony, and I was wondering if you could buy a sealant that will protect the cement and balcony.
Okay, protected against what?
Well, I guess...
The elements?
Yes, yes.
Okay, because the sealant you're talking about is it's a clear sealant. It's not necessarily, but I mean, it's not really necessary to... for waterproofing or anything like that. I mean, sidewalks don't have any sealant on them at all, okay. And they still work.
Okay.
Always remember, it makes your cement looks better, for sure, so it's nice to have it. It's mm-hmm. not necessary to have it, though, because it won't help you so much with the salt and everything else.
Hmm. Okay.
But remember, anytime you're going to apply a sealant on any material, that will require future maintenance, meaning at least once, once a year, once every 2 years, you would need to reapply it again.
Hmm.
And when you apply it, you have to know what you're doing, so you have to follow the steps, you have to clean, degrease, and, you know, seal any cracks, and then you have to apply it.
You have to apply it more than once?
You could put more than one coat, but you want to ensure that the first coat properly dries. Different manufacturers give you like different directions, mode of instruction. So yeah. Some of them ask you to spray it, others they want you to to roll it and what have you. Just remember that there's going to be a maintenance component to it. It will make your cement look better. For sure, but it won't necessarily protect as much for the salt and you know.
George, you want to do it for aesthetics or do you want to do it for just to preserve
it? Well, the thing is, I did it a couple of years back and I apparently put salt on the stairs and it all started to come off.
Yeah, that so means,
I just redid it now in June.
Okay.
And I figured that if I buy this sealant, it'll protect it maybe if I put some salt or whatever.
Yeah, it won't really help as much with the salt. And, you know, the sealant, the trick with the sealant is you have to apply it. You have to really follow the instructions in the application because if you don't, it can backfire and give you a very bad finish.
Mm-hmm, because it says to apply it 3 times.
Yes, so that particular manufacturer will ask you to 3 times. And the real idea is you want to make sure that the coat's dry in between. Yeah, and if they don't, then that's going to create you a whole bunch of finishing issues.
Okay.
George, you're doing it on the stairs and what else?
And the balcony.
And the balcony, right.
Yeah. So, anyway, because I bought it, but I didn't put it on yet.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if I should or I shouldn't.
Well, I mean, look, if your cement is done properly, you know, again, we give a very simple example. Look at sidewalks. If they're done properly, they're not sealed, and they, you know, in certain cases, some contractors do a great job on them, and they last for years, and you have no issues, and they really get traffic, they get salt, they get heavy machinery, and it still works. So if your cement is done properly, and your contractor used their proper type of cement and the proper finish, you shouldn't have any issues.
Mm-hmm. All right,
George. Good luck with that. I hope it turns out well.
Thank you very much.
Bye now. 514-790-0800 to get in and get your question in here on the Home Improvement Show. Patrick, we found you. You're back, Patrick.
Yeah, hi.
Hi. Talk to Walter. What's your question?
So, long story short, I have, upon doing renovations in my garage, I opened up one of the walls, and I found a huge amount of wood rot from obvious water infiltration over the years.
Right.
I inspected the rest of the house. The house is a 2004 construction, so I started, I have an acrylic finish on the outside. So I started making some incisions just to inspect to see if the rest of the house, the structure was affected. And the entire house is affected. So basically what's happening is the water is coming in through either caulking that was done improperly and then staying inside of the walls because the product that was used on my on the walls, the acrylic, the styrofoam, has no drainage at the bottom.
Yes.
It's completely sealed.
Yep.
So it's rotting about 6 inches up. Anyways, yep. Long story short, I'm at the stage now where the wood has been replaced. I've stripped the walls of the old acrylic finish. I'm having a contractor do it. And I'm wondering, I'm putting on new materials now.
Did we lose him? Oh, I think we, did we lose, is he still there? Might have lost him. You know what? He was on his cell. That happens every now and then. You know, if he calls back, get him back on the line.
Yeah,
what are we going to
well,
tell him?
Well, I mean, unfortunately, I'm very well aware of the situation that the gentlemen have. It's a type of acrylic that was applied in the early 2000s. And it was a faulty product. So the application was done. It was a new... That's why sometimes you're better off waiting when a new product comes out because that's when you really get it tested and see how it works with your weather. Exactly. Yeah. So a lot of homes get built with that product. And there was... When there was humidity in the walls, it was being trapped between the pockets. And that... There was no drainage in that type of finish. And that created wood rot. So... if you would have the OSP at the outside or the fiberboard, that would simply rot, get to the wood, rot the inside of the wood. In certain cases, I've done a home in Brossard that the structure got rotted and the home was on the verge of collapse. Believe
oh my
it
goodness.
Or not. It was that serious.
That because, drastic, yeah.
It was that drastic. From 1995, the house was built in 1995, and going forward, you know, it kept on getting absorbing water and rotting the wood. So in this particular case, we had to strip out the whole outside, take out the acrylic, the OSB, change all the wood that was rotten, disinfect, because now you have mold issues, out the gibrock from the other side. So it was a very elaborate job to get done, and it's a very expensive
proposition.
That's right. One of the things we have to look at would be, you know, it's a very good hidden defect legal case because this really can, you know, have a good grounds. So if you have, even if you would have bought the house 7, 8, 9 years ago, you can go back against previous owners.
So you do have a case.
Yeah, you have a case for sure. Because it proved it was done from the beginning. It's not something difficult to prove that happened last year or the year before. It's just something that was a hidden defect from day one.
It's something an inspector is not going to see.
That's right. So it's very hard to detect. Now, they should have pointed, when you have an acrylic finish, typically they should point in the report that it have to be further investigated because it did create problems before.
Okay. Can we go back to the phones?
Absolutely.
514-790-0800. I believe it's, is it Mena or Mina?
Mena.
Mena, hi.
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 Yeah, I have a question. Sure. My walkway is like a pavioni, you know, they're all the circles.
Sure.
Circles, and it keeps growing, the weeds keep coming out of that circle. Is there a way that I could stop them from growing, like put something, I don't know, sealing it or something?
So, yes, there is a way. I mean, number one, you want to see if you have polymer sand, because you need to maintain that. And, you know, with time, the polymer sand gets eroded. So every year you have to add polymer sand. That's one. Every year or 2 years, depending. The cheapest way is white vinegar.
White vinegar?
Yeah.
Pardon?
That's the cheapest
white,
way.
White vinegar?
Yeah.
White vinegar?
Yeah, that's the cheapest way.
What do? You spray it
You spray it. That's exactly. You don't spray it on the actual stone. You spray it in the on the polymer sand where where the sand is.
Mm-hmm.
And that, pool salt. If you use pool salt as well, that would work. And these are cheap propositions. Yeah. it would actually kill the wheat.
But if you use the vinegar, do you do it, like, do you have to dilute it? Or
No, you could actually, you don't have to, you could, but it's not very expensive.
In pure form, it's fine.
Yeah, it's in pure form, it's fine.
Okay.
It doesn't damage the pavers or anything like that. That's one. Or just simply pool salt is another way. I personally use vinegar because...
There's a couple of options for you, Mena.
But is the vinegar to kill the weeds?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Do you have to put that what did you say again?
That sand. So that sand is really to prevent the wheat from coming through from underneath the paver. So it actually seals it. The wheat is not going to come through the stone. It typically would come from the joints. So that polymer sand would help. It's not going to eliminate it completely, but you need to have it properly maintained. Because if you don't, then you're really fighting an uphill battle with the wheat.
Mena, thanks for the call. Good luck with the project. Let us know how it turns out. That frees up a line at 514-790-0800. Home Improvement Show comes back in 2 minutes. Welcome back. Walter from Renalco is here to fill in for Jan, who's enjoying some holiday time. Let's get right back to the phone at 514-790-0800. We are going to Chris, who's been waiting patiently. Hi, Chris. Chris, are you there?
Question. I have a cement balcony with two steps, and over time, the cement balcony has kind of dipped forward. I want to try and seal that off. I've already addressed the dipping forward. I dug and I propped it up with some big bricks underneath. But before the winter, now that hard work, I want to. What's the product that I use to seal from my house to the cement balcony?
So you need something that is flexible. So a hydraulic, hydraulic injection, something like that. Because if it actually moves, you don't want it to crack.
Exactly. I don't want that water to get in there, freeze-thaw, and then push it further out.
That's right. So any mortar with flexibility, I mean, I'm not going to endorse a particular brand, but...
I just want to... Because also the front of my house is... the little rocks with the little... The whole facade, it's rocks.
Okay.
Little rocks. I don't even know what that name is called. But I need to address it. It's not brick. Does that change anything?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Again, I mean, it's a bigger reason for you to have something that is flexible. And it's not hard because you have a corrugated surface to deal with. So you want it to actually work, yeah.
So what was that?
Elastomeric product or hydraulic cement that have certain flexibility. The hardware store will be able to help. Just explain them what you're doing, and they will give you the proper products for it.
Hmm.
It's not a difficult thing to find at all.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thanks, Chris.
No problem.
Let's go to Dorothy out on the South Shore. Hi, Dorothy.
Yes, hi there, Ken. I just want to tell you that I bought a mattress from Matla Delphes a year and a half ago, and it's wonderful.
Oh, that's so nice to hear. Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. I'll pass that along.
Yes. Okay, the cat carrier. It was down, and I live in an apartment building, and it was in the locker in the basement, and it's taken on the smell of, like, mold, mildew. I washed it out yesterday with Hertel multi-purpose, but it still smells. Is there anything else I can use? It's not toxic for the animal.
What is it that you washed? I'm sorry?
It's a pet carrier, carry your dog or
cat. Okay, sure. Yeah.
It's like a plastic. I don't know what type of a heavy plastic material it is.
Yeah, try Dawn soap. It's not toxic, and it works well with mold.
And it's called what?
Dawn.
D-A-W-N. Down. I wash my dishes with that.
That's correct, yeah. So that actually works. It's very gentle. It's done good work with mold. Just make sure that you dry it quickly. Do not let it wet for a long time because, as you know, water increases the mold form, right?
Oh, wonderful. I have two big containers of Dawn soap because I use it all the time and never even thought of that.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful.
Let me know how that works out for you, okay?
Oh, every Saturday. You guys are wonderful.
Dorothy, thanks for the call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. Let's go to Carlos. Carlos.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. What do you want Walter to talk to you about?
Well, I mean, I have a flat roof, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's already made it 22 years, okay? Now I wanted to redo it. I'm looking for, for you, the gentleman right beside you, you know, if you could give me an opinion on it. Should I do it with the asphalt and gravel? Because the last time they did it a good job on my roof.
Yeah.
Or should I go with the membrane?
Very good question. Now, the asphalt and gravel have certain issues that you need to know about. And the biggest of them would be, number one would be the weight, and number two would be the maintenance. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When I say the weight, I mean, obviously the gravel have a certain amount of weight on your roof. And the maintenance that gravel needs to be, continuously looked after, evenly spread. Sometimes you have to add if it flies off, if you don't have proper ledges, and so on and so forth.
How do you determine if the house can sustain the weight?
It can. Usually it can. It's okay. Just an extra weight on the roof. So okay. Let's say you would have a very bad year and you have a lot of snowfall and, you know, you create, it's just adding more weight to what you have.
I see. Okay.
Whereas the other factor in that as well is it's very hard for you as a homeowner, if you ever have a leak, to know where the leak is coming from. When it's covered with gravel, it's a bigger thing and you have to really investigate it, a lot more. Whereas with a membrane, it's lightweight. It's environmentally friendly because now, you know, you have the white membranes and so on and so forth that reflect the sun, heat and what have you. Plus, it's easier to determine if there's a problem with your roof in the future to pinpoint exactly where it's coming from.
Yes, I mean, excuse me to interrupt. I mean, because sometimes I go up to my roof and check it, and I see my neighbors, they all did it before. They had the asphalt and gravel, and now they did it in the membrane.
Yeah.
I see the, quite a few with a puddle of water.
Yes.
And I say, if it is a puddle of water, it stays there for a long time, of course. I mean, for a few so many years, that it doesn't evaporate. And especially now, when it rains and it's summer, it's supposed to evaporate. And it's a puddle of water. Doesn't the membrane gets rotten underneath? With the gravel and with the asphalt, I don't have that problem.
It's made to sustain that. It's not good to have puddles of water, but that have nothing to do with the material as much as it have to do with the slope of your roof. So it's probably that the roof was not properly sloped towards the drain.
Okay.
It's a nicer product. It's what we're using right now. And, you don't need to count plies when the guy is doing it.
Mm. Carlos, good luck with that. Thank you. We're up against the clock. Walter, thanks for a great hour.
It's always a pleasure.
Walter Assey in from Renovco, replacing Yannick, who's enjoying some holiday time. Don't go anywhere. Leave it here. We're back again next Saturday morning at 9 o'clock with the Home Improvement Show.